Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 218. As part of our business build-out interview series, we're joined today with Richard Eisenberg. Rich Eisenberg is managing editor of nextavenue.org, PBS's site for people 50 plus. So ideal for the Not Old Better audience. Rich is also editor of the site's Money and Security and Work and Purpose channels. Rich Eisenberg was part of Next Avenue's launch team in 2011. Before that, Rich was front page finance editor at Yahoo, executive editor at Money Magazine, Forbes Magazine, special projects director, money editor at Good Housekeeping, and personal finance reporter at USA Today. He is the author of How to Avoid a Midlife Financial Crisis and The Money Book of Personal Finance. Please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show, Rich Eisenberg. Rich Eisenberg, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Rich, I just have to tell you, your excellent podcast, Your Next Avenue, which I'm a fan of, is directed at the 50-plus demographic, and it's focused on work careers, encore careers for those over 50. I've listened a lot. I love the show. But why this audience and why this subject? Aren't all of us that are over 50, we're just about ready to retire, right?
Not quite. I don't think so. So the podcast came out of the website that I work at, which is nextavenue.org. And it's a website mostly for people in their 50s and 60s, where we cover all topics that people might be interested in, work and money and healthcare and caregiving and lifestyle things, a lot of it about their own lives, a lot of it about their parents, sometimes about their millennial kids. And we were thinking that it might be interesting to try a podcast that really honed in on one particular area. And so that's why the Your Next Avenue podcast is all about work after 50. And to your question, you know, the reality is there are an awful lot of people in their 50s and 60s who want to work full-time or part-time, maybe in retirement. Maybe they want to switch jobs or switch careers, start a business. And often they find themselves running into brick walls because employers don't necessarily want to hire them, or they've never started a business before. So what we're trying to do with Your Next Avenue is give people some answers and help them to get what they want to get out of life.
Well, you mentioned Next Avenue at nextavenue.org, and as the managing editor and senior web editor for the Money and Security at Work and Purpose channels for Next Avenue, what led to the decision to start the podcast, Your Next Avenue?
You know, we've been doing our website now for a little over 6 years. We have a lot of fans who really enjoy what we present to them on our site, and we have a Facebook community. But we felt that podcasting was a different way to present this information because some people like to listen rather than read. And so we thought, well, let's try a podcast that'll be about 20 minutes long every 2 weeks, and each one will focus on one particular topic about finding work after 50. And so each time I do it, I interview an expert who might be the author of a book or an employment lawyer or somebody who changed careers, but somebody with some special expertise that I feel they can provide information that will help other listeners.
You know, Rich, as I listen, I learn, and I think many in my audience will be so pleased that we're learning right along with you about the subject of work over 50. What is it that you've learned from your guests?
I've learned so much. I've done 7 episodes so far. We have 2 more that will be airing later in May. And each one has taught me a lot. And I mean everything from the law regarding age discrimination. When I talked to Lori Rassis, who's an employment lawyer, and she gave some really smart advice about what you need to know and how to deflect age discrimination, to a conversation I had with Sean Askenozy, who was a criminal defense lawyer turned a chocolatier. He now runs a company he started called Askenozy Chocolate, and he wrote a great book called Meaningful Work. And I learned a lot about finding meaning through your job and fulfillment for yourself and for others as well. And those are just a couple of examples.
You know, I've heard you speak a couple times now, Rich, and you're an impressive speaker, an impressive journalist, and you speak and you write about the subject of the gig economy. What advice do you give about how to be good at the gig economy to those of us who are in these encore careers?
Sure. You know, it is the buzzword you hear a lot these days, or buzz phrase, the gig economy. It really means essentially freelance work or independent contract work. It's often, you know, part-time jobs that typically have a start date and an end date because employers are these days looking often for people who can do a project for a specific time and sadly don't receive any benefits to do it. But to answer your question, I'd say the way to succeed in it is to really understand what you're in for before you sign up. So there's a really great new website called sidehustle.com. It's S-I-D-E-H-U-S-L.com. And it's by a personal finance reporter named Kathy Kristoff, who you are, the listeners might know. And what she's done is she and a team of researchers have really, you know, looked at some of the bigger side hustles out there, platforms, and really look to see, well, how much money can you really make? And what is this job really about? And I think a lot of people will be surprised when they learn that either through that site or other ways, because often the companies that want you to work for them, you know, put on a very rosy picture about how much you make and what the work entails. And you know, I just need to understand what they're in for so that they know what's realistic. And also, I interviewed recently a woman who wrote a book about the gig economy, and her advice to people is don't necessarily take the first gig job that you're offered, as tempting as it may be, because you want to be doing something and you want some money. You know, really sort of see what's out there and take the job that really seems what you really want to do, or at least try it out and then decide if you like it or not. But don't necessarily feel that just because somebody says they want you, that that's the place you have to go.
That's helpful to know. Thank you. Rich Eisenberg, we're in season one of Your Next Avenue. We are certainly planning on a season two for Your Next Avenue, but you've got a couple episodes left. What's coming next for the podcast, and when might we expect those, and what can you tell us about them?
Sure. Well, the next episode will launch on Tuesday, May 15th, and it's my interview with George Schofield, who is a developmental psychologist who's written a great book about what you're going to do in the second half of your life. And he talks a lot about the new world of work. He's really interesting. And by the way, he just recently started four different companies. So he's an inspiration. And then the last episode in the first season is on Tuesday, May 29th. And that's with Elizabeth White. And she is the author of a book called 55 Unemployed and Faking Normal. And her story is a very interesting personal story, is about how she suddenly found herself in this place in her 50s where she was out of work and didn't know quite what to do next. And now she's written a book about telling other people in that position how to get back on your feet. She talks about resilience circles, things like that. I really admire her. And as far as the future, I'm hoping there's going to be a second season of Your Next Avenue. And as soon as I know, I'll let you know.
That'll be helpful. We'll wait to hear about that, Rich. And Rich Eisenberg, managing editor and senior web editor for the Money and Security and Work and Purpose channels for Next Avenue and the host of Your Next Avenue. Thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate your time and all that you're doing around this subject of work and encore careers. But what a pleasure, Rich. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Paul. I really enjoyed it.
It's been great. My thanks to our guest today, Rich Eisenberg, journalist, author, editor, and smart as a whip about working after 50. Check out nextavenue.org, PBS's site for people 50 plus. As usual, we'll post links to everything. And also as usual, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. Your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me. I'm always interested in feedback, and you can leave that at iTunes, Google Play, or send me email at info@notold-better.com. Stay tuned for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.